Hello, this is McLean Westbrook from Heroes Don't Take Water Breaks. This is a special episode of our show. We invited some friends from a neighboring podcast and our very first crossover on the show to perform a segment today. The actors you're about to hear are Dan Bernard, Casey Ferris, and Jake Westbrook. Casey and Jake can be heard reviewing movies on their show, Not Quite Classic Theater, semi-regularly. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back soon with our regularly scheduled programming.
Welcome to Springdale Community Radio, serving Springdale and surrounding areas.
Good morning, Springdale. I'm Walter Nelson. Now, I know many of you Springdale Community listeners were expecting to hear Edna's Coupon Corner at this time, but due to unforeseen circumstances, her show was pulled from the lineup. Our wonderful producer, Mr. Bradshaw, thought it would be a great idea to plug me into this spot despite it being my one day off during the entire week. I'm not bitter about it, though. I only went out to the parking lot to key his car twice, and both times it was during my lunch break, so it didn't really count. For those of you worried about Edna, don't be. When last spotted by highway patrolmen, she was headed east and had a good 20-minute head start on her loan shark. As for me, I'm supposed to be bringing you a roundup of community news and activities, updates on local clubs and organizations, and perhaps an observation or two on the current state of our country. To be completely honest, not much happens in our small town, and I may have to resort to rather drastic measures to fill this time. Mr. Bradshaw made it abundantly clear that this time slot pulls in an average listenership of almost 14 people, and we gotta broadcast something before you heathens flip the dial to some top 40 music station. Now, excuse me, Virgil. Virgil's our sound man.
No, the microphone's fine, Virgil. It's fine.
Virgil's a really great guy. He keeps most things running here at our little station. Sure, we could have hired a professional, but Mr. Bradshaw, in his infinite wisdom, certainly made the right move, hiring his brother.
Virgil, the lights are out again. No, I can't see my papers without the lights. Virgil? Virgil!
Okay, there we go. As usual, he keeps calm under pressure. A little too calm, sometimes.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, just take a nap on the control booth.
Just between you and me, I'm surrounded by idiots here. Anyway, the first few news items we have here come from our own Springdale University. The college sends us these little bulletins every week to share with you, so we'll do just that. Let's see. First item here. As you know, the spring term resumed last week after a frustratingly long campus shutdown to allow the completion of a major construction project across the university. Safety officials advise you to avoid entering Weatherton Hall this week, as two lost freshmen who ventured through the building yesterday morning were found hours later buried under piles of construction materials, suffering multiple concussions. They are currently under observation at the local hospital for any signs of brain damage. When threatened by the students' parents with a lawsuit, the official statement from the dean was, and I quote, "Your kids probably weren't going to be rocket scientists anyway, so just shut up already." On the lighter side, if you happen to go into the library today, you may witness a lovely demonstration being performed by the art department. Students in Dr. Claremont's Therapeutical Contemporary Dance and Self-Expression class will be performing an allegorical dance that tells the story of a delicate flower blowing in the breeze, and the various forces of nature that actively work to oppress the flower and enact societal and cultural discrimination against it. The ultimate message of this piece, as Miss Claremont explained, is mostly to help her students forget that they're wasting a small fortune on a degree in contemporary dance. Hey, if you happen to spot Mr. Peabody, the campus groundskeeper today, be sure to say hello. Mr. Peabody spent every weekday morning from 1 to 5 a.m. this past winter removing the snow from the various walkways around Springdale University. This was especially hard for him since the university cut various elements of funding and stripped him of a snowblower and a shovel. He ended up using a battery-powered portable hairdryer, which took him a bit longer than usual, especially considering the man is 82 years old. And in a wheelchair. And blind. The good news is he ended the winter with only having lost two digits due to frostbite this year. In sports news today, the Springdale Bulldogs may actually be able to participate in next week's game, as the basketball coach, Mr. Green, was finally released on bail. Our women's volleyball team was officially disbanded on Tuesday after the realization by the coaching staff that no one actually likes volleyball and hasn't since at least 1958, possibly earlier. Well, that's about it for news on the college front. College. I remember my time there quite fondly. Spending afternoons studying in the library, attending lectures, sneaking out of lectures, setting the physics building on fire, posting bail, plea bargaining in court. Ah, those were the days. You know, it was in college that I first got into the radio business. I hosted a midnight music program for the campus station. Got shut down pretty quickly after Ralph Hubbard, my mentor, used to sneak in coded messages to Albanian terrorists. Oh, those were a goofy bunch of kids. We'd like to take this time now to thank one of the sponsors of this station. Without our sponsors, we wouldn't be able to bring you the wonderful programs you've come to love over the years. Shows like The Joy of Metal Welding, Martha Wilson's Weekly Gardens, Holmes and Counter Espionage Show, Kooky the Clown's Suicide Hotline, and of course our ever-popular emergency broadcast warnings. This week's sponsor is Herman's Garage over on Oak Street. They're having a special on oil changes this week and have a full-service option for the cheapest price in town. Nice little place, that garage. I took my car there a while back and was surprised to see how hard-working the employees were. Yes, sir, you never guessed that they were here illegally. But I kid Herman. His business is run entirely above board. Wish I could say the same for the smuggling racket he runs out of the back room.
Hi, Mr. Nelson.
Pete, what are you doing here?
Mr. Bradshaw, the producer, said we were getting a bunch of complaints about pulling Edna's coupon corner from the lineup. I'm supposed to remind the listeners that due to the court order we just received, she can't legally be on our station anymore.
Great. Hey, take this portable microphone and go out front on the sidewalk.
What? Why?
You'll see. Now go.
Okay.
Welcome back. From time to time, we at the station like to interview some of the more interesting citizens of our fair town. We now go live to Springdale Community Radio's own field correspondent, Peter Northgate.
Mr. Nelson, sir, I'm actually just an intern. I barely know how to turn on the coffee pot.
Peter, I believe you have an interesting citizen to interview.
No.
Just grab the first guy you see.
Excuse me, are you an interesting and or captivating individual who would be willing to give your account of the fascinating achievements live on air?
Get lost, crackpot.
That seemed uncalled for.
Any jerk, you're blocking the sidewalk.
Oh, hello, miss. Would you happen to have an account of the fascinating...
Get out of my face, you kids today, with your microphones and your skinny pants and your hula hoops and your electric music boxes and tax returns.
Back to you, Walter.
Well, folks, you can see why he won that Pulitzer Prize.
I never won a Pulitzer Prize.
Virgil, cut his mic.
Ah, here's an interesting historical fact for you listeners. Today marks the 80th anniversary of the famous citywide separation, setting off the still-smoldering Cold War between the beautiful Springdale and our decrepit neighboring town of Summerfield. As you know, in 1936, our beloved former mayor, Horace Tuttle, finally got fed up with those filthy, wretched Summerfieldans waltzing through our town, giving us shifty, judgmental glances and planting the seeds of a revolution in the minds of our youth. He devised what is now known as his grand final solution, the beautiful brick wall along the border that separates our town from the unwashed outsiders. The wall, which to this day remains only 4 feet tall, serves less as a barrier and more as a reminder to Summerfield residents that their kind is not welcome here. In honor of this great anniversary, citizens of both towns are invited to gather in their respective sides of the wall and engage in the traditional hurling of insults. As usual, the Springdale residents who delivers the most cutting remark were received a citywide parade in their name the following day. Last year's winner, Mrs. Crenshaw, with her now classic line that I cannot repeat here due to FCC regulations. There will also be a picnic in Founders Park this afternoon, so come on by for good food and the ritual mocking of Summerfield's political leaders.
Mr. Walter Nelson, sir?
What?
Your wife's calling on line 3.
I told her not to call me at work.
She wants to know when you'll be home.
Just tell her, no, just give me the phone. Which button is it? Virgil, how do I answer the phone from the booth?
What do you
Virgil,
want me to do with the
coffee
pot?
Button? Why do you have the coffee pot in here?
Here, just answer the landline
hey,
phone.
Hey, don't stretch
right
that phone cord across the soundboard. Virgil, wake up in there. Give me the phone.
Ow! Hot coffee!
I'm sorry, sir.
Jeez! Cut the mic, Virgil! Cut the mic!
Springdale Community Radio is brought to you by the friendly sponsors of this station. It's performed by Casey Ferris and Dan Bernard, as well as Jake Westbrook. written by Jake Westbrook, with sound design by Release the Hound Studios. That's right. Yeah. Nice.